Okay, today we're continuing in the seventh parak of Masechta Sota, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Zayin, and Ches. So, Birchos Kohen Gadol Ketzad. One of the things we mentioned in the Mishnah Beis that has to be done, B'lashon HaKodesh, is the bracha of the Kohen Gadol. How did that work? So, Chazan HaKnesses, Notel Sefer Torah, V'Nosel L'Rosh HaKnesses. The Chazan HaKnesses would take the Sefer Torah and give it to the Rosh HaKnesses. Those were different job responsibilities that they had. The Rosh HaKnesses made all the decisions related to the shul and whatever that was going on in the shul, who reads the Haftorah. I mean, it's like the Gabbai. V'Rosh HaKnesses Nosel L'Sagan. The Rosh HaKnesses would give it to the Sagan Kohen Gadol. V'Sagan Nosel the Kohen Gadol. The Sagan would give it to the Kohen Gadol himself. V'Kohen Gadol Omid Mekabel V'Kari V'Omid. And the Kohen Gadol stood and received the Torah, and he read from the Torah while standing. V'Kari Achremos, and he read the Pesukim in Achremos. All this is on Yom Kippur, because in the Pesukim in Achremos it describes the Avoda, the Achba Asar, and he would read the section that starts with Achba Asar, which teaches the halachos of Yom Kippurim, v'golas haTorah menicha b'cheiko, and then he would roll up the Torah and hold it close to his chest, v'omer Yosir mashakrisi l'fneichem kasuv kan, and he would say, more than I read to you is actually written here, u'basar shabachumash abikudim korei alpeh, and then he would read the section of Ba'asar in Sefer Bamidbar, Paruch Haftes, but he would do that by heart, because it discusses some of the korbanos that were brought on Yom Kippur, meaning he couldn't just roll the Torah all the way to the end of Bamidbar, because that would be a tircha ditzibura, and you also don't want to take out a new Sefer Torah, because it would give the impression that there was something wrong with the first Sefer Torah, so you'd have no choice but to say it by heart. Umavarich ala shmona brachos, and he would say eight brachos, ala Torah, v'ala avoda, v'ala hodaya, for Torah, for avoda, for thanks, v'ala mechilas avon, and for forgiveness of averos, v'ala migdash, and for the base of migdash, v'ala yisrael, and for klal yisrael, v'ala kohanim, and for the kohanim, and for the rest of tefillah, meaning he would daven that the Jewish people should be saved from their enemies. That's the bracha of Shomea Tefillah. Right, that's a very general bracha that we have of Shemaya Tefillah. We say in Shemon Esrei, I think someone asked Rav Shechter once, which bracha of Shemon Esrei he has the most kavana in, and he said Shemaya Tefillah. Right, that's where we daven that we should that Hashem should listen to all of our collective tefillos, and we should be protected and saved from our enemies. Amen, Ken Yehi Ratzon. Now, Mishnah Ches talks about Parshas HaMelech Ketzad. How did they read the Parshas HaMelech, meaning by the Hakel? So Masai Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, on the night after the first day of Sukkot, Bishmini B'Matzai Shviyas, on the eighth year of the Shemitah cycle, which means the first year of the next Shemitah cycle after a Shemitah, Osan Lo B'Mishal Eitz Ba'Azara V'Hu Yoshev Aleha. They would make a large wooden platform in the Azara, and the Melech would sit on it, Shneamar Miket Shavashan B'Moed. The Pasuk says, at the end of 7 years, at the Moed, which means Sukkot, Chazan HaKnesses, Notel Sefer Torah V'Nosel Rosh HaKnesses, the Chazan HaKnesses takes the Torah, gives it to the Rosh HaKnesses, Rosh HaKnesses Notel Sgan, and the Rosh HaKnesses gives it to the Sgan, V'Sgan Notel the Kohen Gadol, and he gives it to the Kohen Gadol, Kohen Gadol Notel the Melech, and he gives it to the Melech, V'Melech Omin Mekabel V'Kari Yoshev, and the Melech receives the Torah, and he reads from it while sitting down. The king was allowed to sit because it's a special kavod for the melech. So even though the Kohen Gadol, when he was reading, he has to stand, the king is allowed to sit. Agrippus HaMelech Amad V'Kibel V'Kara Omed. Agrippus HaMelech would read from it standing up. V'Shibchul Cham, and the Cham praised him for that. U'Kshigia Lo Sucha Lo Seis Alecha Ish Nachri. When he got to the pasuk, it says, you're not allowed to have an Ish Nachri appointed as a king, Zolguin of Damaos. He would cry because he's an Ish Nachri. He came from Hordus, who is a non-Jew, and therefore he would qualify as an Ish Nachri, whose Hordus was from the was an Avid Kanani. There's all sugya in the beginning of Masechta Sabbah Basra about the whole background of how Hordus ended up rebelling based on hearing from a baskal that he was going to be successful if he rebels that day. So Amrlo, the Chum said to him, Al tisyari Agrippas, achinuata, achinuata, achinuata. They said, don't be afraid, you're our brother, you're our brother, you're our brother. I mean, even though you come from Hordus, your mother is Jewish, so you yourself are Jewish, and therefore don't be so nervous. I mean, they were trying to reassure him that since your mother's Jewish, it's okay for you to be a king. That's a lie. His mother was Jewish, but you're not allowed to be a king unless your father was Jewish as well. So what would he read from? V'kori mitchilas eila dvar mat shema. The king would read from the beginning of Dvarim until Shema, which appears in Parshas Chanan. U'Shema Vahayim Shemoa, and then he would start with Shema and Vahayim Shemoa as well. Aser ta'aser, then he would read the section of Aser ta'aser, and Kisachala la'aser, he'd read the section of Kisachala la'aser, u'parshas ha'melech, and then he would read the parshas ha'melech, u'brachos u'klalos, ad she'gomer kol ha'parsha, and then he would read the brachos and klalos, which is parachav zayin chav ches, and he would conclude the entire section. The king then said the same eight brachas that the Kohen Gadol would say on Yom Kippur that we spoke about in the last Mishnah. But instead of talking about Mechilas Ha'avon, he would say a bracha about the Yom Tovim instead of Mechilas Ha'avon, because obviously Mechilas Ha'avon is more relevant to Yom Kippur, whereas Regalim is more relevant to Sukkot when the Melech was reading this parsha. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Zayin, we said that the brachas of the Kohen Gadol was done by the Chazan HaKnesses giving the Sefer Torah to the Rosh HaKnesses, who in turn gave it to the Sagan Kohen Gadol, who in turn gave it to the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol will read from it standing up the sections of the Torah that relate to Yom HaKippurim, and then he would read from the parts that appear in Sefer Vayikra, but say by heart the part that appears in the end of Sefer Bamidbar and say, don't worry, there's more than I read to you that's written here, and he would say eight brachos for the Jewish people. And then in Mishnah Ches we said that the way the Parshas HaMelech happened was on Motsa'i, the first day of Sukkot, on the eighth year of a Shemitah cycle, which means the first year of the following Shemitah cycle. They made a big they made a platform, the king would sit on it, and he would read sitting down after they passed the Sefer Torah through all those different people. And all of that, by the way, all that passing was just to demonstrate kavod to the Kohen Gadol and the king, respectively, by showing how many madregas there are beneath them till you get to their super lofty madrega. And we told the story that Agrippa HaMelech was reading, and he got to the point where it said that Losucha Laseis Alechi Ishnachri, and he started to cry, realizing that he is an Ishnachri. And the Chamim lied to him and said, no, don't worry, you're our brother, you're okay, because your mother's Jewish, and then told us which sections he would read from Sefer Dvarim, and that he would conclude with the same eight brachos, with only one exception, that instead of a bracha about Mechilas Ha'avon, he said a bracha about the Regalim, about the Yomim Tovim. Okay, Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the eighth parak of Maseches Sota.